This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to Mr. Jabu Baloyi of the Commission for Gender Equality. We're looking at the presidential GBV summit. Mr. Baloyi, the second day of the summit, let's speak from the first day where the president spoke. What were your takeaways as the commission?
Our takeaway, it was the president emphasizing the issue of the council need to be speed up. Second to which, the issue is that the budget will be made available for those who fight working in the speed, including the Commission for Gender Equality. And the issue also, it's what Minister Lamola said yesterday, that bail will not be automatically granted to people who have committed atrocities against gender-based violence. And what worried me is that there was no accountability on the 1.6 billion that, you know, was meant for gender-based violence and femicide. And yes, we have got wonderful legislation in place, but what a concern also was the Minister of Police that, you know, the issue is the issue of attitude and the issue of police also. It looks like, you know, what we I heard very well yesterday, that at times we might be overplaying the powers of the police, yet the police do not have that much power. But we need to also to look at the capacity building for them, so that going forward, it should be all of us. We become friends with the police, we become friends with everyone, and also the role of media reporting that also came up yesterday and today on issues of gender-based violence, that when media sees politicians, ministers, they run after them, but the stories are not there. But when the real stories are happening and people tell them, they don't go. It's like, you know, they're working for these ministers and MECs and premiers. So those are some of the things that, you know, we need to look at it going forward.
Just to go back on what the minister said, Minister Lamola, that is, that people will not be automatically be given bail. How authoritative is he on the subject? It is a justice issue. One appreciates that. It is a legal system issue. One also appreciates that. I do not know whether it's something that he can instruct judges to behave like this when there are cases like this.
No. It's very interesting. I was talking to someone high-ranking official within the Department of Justice. I said, you know, what the minister said might be in conflict with the Constitution of the Republic. So it means we need to change the Constitution in order to get what he was saying. Because at times, you know, people want to hear what they want to hear. And they will also, most of us will think about it maybe a week later. But I thought about it yesterday and today to say, is this doable? Because bail shouldn't be seen as a punishable offense. But it's something that, you know, I even wrote it about it in an article that I'm going to publish. So, but the minister might not have the authority to do that. But the bottom line, he said it, but maybe he's going to follow it through. I said in one platform to say, is he going to issue a circular to the judges and magistrates to say, stop giving bail to these people? So how is it going to work out? So it's a conundrum that, you know, we are a civil society and ourselves, we are going to follow through to say, you said this, minister.
Because, but, you know, again, this that, Mr. Baloyi, some civil society, I almost said you, so I'm not saying you because I can't quantify it. I don't remember a statement where you said this. So some civil society have made this call that the minister publicly makes there, that people should not be given bail. You see it during protests when there are appearances. So this statement that the minister says there, it's easily a repetition of what civil society organizations have said. I do not know if you have made that call before. So how does that work then?
We have never made that call because we know about the Constitution. Civil society, because under Chapter 9, we are careful of what we say, but, you know, it's engagement. We sit behind closed doors to say, Minister, why don't we look at this? Because one of the things that other people like myself, like-minded people, we're saying that, you know, what if these people have got too much rights and the problem is in the Bill of Rights where it's overarching the rights of everyone, including criminals, including everyone, the police. So why don't we look at Chapter 2 of the Bill of Rights? If amendment needs to be made, let it be made, because our Constitution has never been repealed to such an extent that, you know, people will say, yes, now we see some progress, there's changes made. When it was done, with maybe the thought South Africa will be a peaceful country. So those are the things that, you know, the minister might not be done. He might have been dancing to the gallery. We don't know. But the bottom line is that he said that statement, and that statement someone must monitor and follow through. how it's going to be done, because that's a conundrum that we're having now. How is it going to be done? So maybe he's going to outline the process, and it might be looking at the issues of the constitution. But Diana has said a lot of good things. He has passed legislation as quickly as possible. Within 2 years, it takes 3 years to pass legislation. So he is working very well within. It's only he doesn't sit in the judges and the magistrate chairs. So we'll have hope if it was him sitting there. But he said good things, Minister Lamola. I must appreciate what he said, even what the president said. Even in the resolution now, we just ended the conference. The resolution, you know, were very of nature that a very smart in nature, a specific, measurable, and then you can also
please share some of the resolutions.
Some of the resolution is that, you know, we resolve to accept what the president said. Another aspect is that to increase the powers of the parliament and the CGE, we resolve that, you know, we build capacity, we work with this media institution in various provinces. And other aspect is that, you know, there will be coordination of civil society. There will be a body that will be formed in order to transit to National Council of Gender-Based Violence. National Council of Gender-Based Violence will be formed as quickly as possible. Some of the issues is that, you know, the better collaboration with the police and the civil society and government and Chapter 9 institutions. So those are some of the things, but we haven't had them in our system. They were just read out there. I was there. I listened to what, you know, Professor Chana was saying. I just got the gist of a lot of, it was not an accountability, was another aspect, an acceleration of the programs towards gender-based violence.
You said something about the powers of CGE?
Yes, that our report, when we have the report, those reports must also be, remember the public protector and auditor general, they have got different powers as compared to other chapter nines. So one of the things that they're saying, the Commission for Gender Equality is doing a lot of work in the field of gender-based violence, and they've got wonderful reports. Even recently, we've got one on SAPS, we've got one on looking at government's response action plan, and we said some of them, they don't need money. They're saying that, you know, gender commission must be assisted in order, even the budgeting, to ensure that, you know, our recommendations are binding, like the other, like the Auditor General and Public Protector, so that, you know, they can be implemented. Some of them, you know, it's the issue of money.
That issue of your power has been binding. I know we're not having a conversation about that for the first time. So one maybe should ask on progress. How far is that conversation?
The conversation is going on. It means there's supposed to be a review of our act as a Commission for Gender Equality. We need to find systems also even ourselves to say our act also needs to be looked at. And remember, public protectors went to court about this. And Human Rights recently was told based on the Mpumalanga judgment that your powers are not binding. It's up to those institutions to, if Ngamula wants to implement your resolution, your recommendation, it's up to them. So it shouldn't be up to you. You should take it as on review if you feel that, you know, you are not, you are done by. So those are the very interesting aspect of this conference, because people are very cognizant of the fact that we're doing so much as a commission, yet some of the things that are going to help society build and help defend democracy are not being enforced and not being taken seriously. Not only ours, even parliament. Parliament has been even forced to appear.
I heard you yesterday speaking somewhere. You said something that I've now not captured properly, but you were talking about DNA and the backlog, and you were touching, of course, on the case you were touching against on the gang rape case, but you were saying something about what you have observed around backlogs and DNA testing. Actually, you were talking to the effect that test goes and they come back not matching the people that are arrested. That there was something you said there that I thought it's we should talk about, but yeah, maybe what are you saying around DNA testing?
No, you heard that very correct.
Yeah,
we said yesterday, not even the day before yesterday, we said, look, there's a concern around DNA test that if I have read the S Jabu and Gamula might have seen it, or someone seen it, and I'm positively identified, what surprised us is the result of the DNA. They came out very negative. Yet, just like the 14 people who were let go because the DNA did not match. Doesn't mean, at this stage, it doesn't mean that, you know, they were not positively identified. But there's something wrong with the DNA test, which the Commission for Gender Equality has been monitoring that case. And we have realized that, more especially around Gauteng, the DNA test of late, they come very, very negative, even to the people who have been positively identified. So it begs the question, whether the DNA test, is there something wrong with the testing method, or is there sabotage? So that is the thing that, you know, the Commission has been speaking to the NPA around this issue. So we also will continue to engage the NPA and also even the SAPS in terms of DNA tests to say, what is it that is going on? Because it cannot be. If we know for sure that Jabu is the one that is raped, and people can point to him to say he's the one, but the DNA test says, so how do we then reconcile that, and how do we then come to that? Because people will be let go willy nilly if we don't have a stronger measures to prevent this issue.
Saying you've engaged the NPA on this. What is their position? Do they share the same concerns, or they have not seen what you are seeing?
The NPA, based on the report that I was given by those who were engaged the NPA, I was not in the meeting, I was briefed. What the NPA is also observing this issue and looking at the trend. So there will be follow-up meeting where the NPA will come with. I should think they also investigate. I can't speak on their behalf. That would be wrong. But on our side, we engage with the NPA. There's going to be another follow-up meeting around these issues.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Baloyi. I appreciate your time.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.